The Statue of Hercules. This is the statue of Hercules, in Greek, Heracles. This life-size statue is one of the most important statues of Hercules that we possess, and it was likely inspired by an earlier Greek version. This statue was discovered in 1790 near Hadrian's villa in Tivoli. The Emperor Hadrian loved Greek art and culture, and this was one of the numerous copies of Greek sculpture commissioned by him. When discovered, the statue was in fragments, and it was restored according to the neoclassical taste of time. In the late 20th century, the restoration was removed, and the missing parts partly replaced with casts of epoxy resin. It's called the Lansdowne Heracles because it was purchased by the Marquis of Lansdowne in 1792. Paul Getty bought it at an auction in 1951. Hercules was one of Getty's most valued possessions. It is, in fact, this very statue that inspired him to build a museum in the style of an ancient Roman villa, and to dedicate an entire room to its display. Looking at this imposing noble figure, it's easy to understand why this was Getty's favourite statue. Hercules is depicted standing with his weight on the right leg. In his right hand he holds a lion's skin, while in the other hand he carries a club which leans on the opposite shoulder. The statue is a typical Greek nude. The Greeks, in fact, considered male nudity as the highest form of beauty.